this evening, our Blue Christmas service. We come here tonight to begin the Christmas season, but to remember that Christ has brought the light into our life, and that even though the world is full of darkness and perhaps things aren't necessarily exactly the way that we might want them to be, that we can remember those that brought us joy, but also look forward to Christ's return and the eternal joy that we'll feel with Him as we celebrate this Christmas season. Tonight, this vestment that I'm wearing was a gift from John Stott, Kathy's husband, pastored at First Regular Huntington, and I'm wearing Dean Confer's tie that he used to have. So tonight I'm remembering those folks. The way this service is set up is there's some hymns, there's some joint readings that we'll read together as we look for the message of hope on tonight, the longest night of the year. Today was the shortest day, the beginning of the official winter season. So as we listen and as we sing the first hymn, the readings and everything will be on the screen this morning. Let's see. Wow, thank you.
I can. That's what I wanted you to see, if you wanted me to do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
That way you don't have to.
Lift up your eyes and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, and he does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless, and even youths will be faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of the Lord. In Psalm 121, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved, and he who watches over you will not fall asleep. Behold, he who keeps watch over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand, so that the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from evil. It is he who shall keep you safe. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, the Bible says, "Come to me, all that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is the word of the Lord. As we remember those that are with us, and as we prepare to light the first candle, us with motivation and energy. reminds us. Thank you for the gift each of these people has been in our lives. We want to believe that we will celebrate the treasure of love with them again when we are all in your presence forever. May this truth sustain us in the days to come. Take our sad and aching hearts and comfort us. Comfort us, for we only feel hollowness and emptiness. God of sorrow, draw near.
God of our depths,
We cry out to you to be our guide. Help us to have a strong sense of inner direction, and grant that we may have the reassurance of knowing that we are on the right path. Take our lives and use them according to your will. Take all that is lost in us and bring it home.
Mercy answer.
For greater understanding of the lessons of love and and acceptance as taught by Jesus or Christ, God, hear our prayer.
And in your mercy, answer.
God of great compassion and love, listen to the prayers of these your people. Grant to all, especially the bereaved and troubled ones this Christmas, the blessing we ask in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Each of us comes bearing our own hurt, our own sorrow, our own broken place. And so I want to invite each of you to offer your personal wound to God, who loves each of us today dearly and deeply, and he wants to carry our pain. God waits patiently. He waits gently, and he calls out, "Give me your pain. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you." I invite each of you to come forward and light a candle. And as you light the candle, remember that it is God who lights a candle in our lives, in our darkness, and holds us close until we're able to shine once again. If you wish, you may kneel at the altar for the laying on of hands and a blessing, or you can just return to your seat after you light your candle. the suffering that we are feeling passes. That Jesus promises that that pain will end, even though their memory will endure forever. As we gather this evening, we embrace and we claim the darkness that is present both in the world and in our own lives. As people who are familiar with darkness, we also know that we gather to be illuminated by the light of Christ, by this Christ child that we celebrate this Christmas season. And may the Christ child that was born in a lowly stable, himself an outcast and marginalized, bring light and comfort and peace and joy this holiday season to each of us. As we sing two more verses. Sustain us through this darkness. That together.